Time now for Dial a Doc, and that takes us to FHN and Margie Kochmeyer, Infection Control Clinical Quality Department. Good morning, Margie. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning.
Your topic today, and it's been in the news a lot lately, and wow, it seems to have really multiplied, measles. There's been a lot of news lately. The reemergence of measles, why don't we start with that? How did it kind of reemerge?
Well, it reemerged due to people not getting their vaccinations. So they went to areas where people still get the measles and brought it back to the United States, and then those that were unvaccinated got the disease.
And it can be very dangerous, different types of complications that it can create, and not just a childhood disease. Adults can get it too, right?
That's correct. Adults can get it if they're unvaccinated. A lot of people think that it's not a big deal, that it's just another disease that kids get, but it's very severe. It's highly contagious. It is a virus, and for every 1,000 people that get it, one or two will die. The complications are things like pneumonia, inflammation of the brain, and it's not an ordinary infection that we want all children to have.
And being very contagious, now does that last for a couple of days, and can people continue to spread it after they've got it?
It's so contagious. So you hear on the news if somebody has landed at an airport, they track them so that they can warn people who have not been vaccinated. It is so contagious that if a person that has measles walks through a room and leaves, 90% of the people that are in that room 2 hours later can become infected. And the person can transmit it 4 days before they start to get the rash and 4 days after. So every person can transmit it for 8 days.
And if you're traveling, that could get so far so fast. Is it more dangerous for adults than children, or kind of the same?
For kids, it's been really, it's been severe for them. Pneumonia is the thing that really takes the kids. But it's a simple vaccination that can prevent adults or children from getting it. And I suppose it depends on the immune system of an adult, would be like how severe their cases would be.
Do people that have had measles or not have measles, are shingles connected to measles at all?
They are not.
They are not. Okay. The disease was proclaimed to be eliminated around the year 2000. Just why is it coming back? I'm kind of guessing I know your answer, but...
And I like that you use the word eliminated, because the media is using the word eradicated, and we need to define the difference. Eradicated means that it's been eliminated worldwide, and that is only true of one disease, and that's smallpox. So something that is eliminated, we have not seen for 12 months. So the word is eliminated. And the reemergence came because of the anti-vaccine movement. People questioned the safety of the MMR vaccine, which protects against measles, mumps, and rubella, due to misinformation about the safety of the vaccine. Most of the cases that we've seen have originated out of the country and have occurred in people here that were not vaccinated.
And with so many people not getting vaccinated, I'm sure those people have some certain beliefs, but it really is for the greater good that everybody gets vaccinated, because it doesn't eliminate it.
That was the reason that we saw it eliminated in 2000, and that's why we didn't see cases, is because people were getting vaccinated. Once we stepped away from those vaccinations, and they didn't vaccinate their kids because they thought, we never see the disease anymore, so why should I vaccinate my children? And that was exactly why we were keeping it in check.
Now, does vaccination eliminate the possibility of getting measles, or just reduce it substantially?
So your first dose, and everyone should have 2 doses of MMR, your first dose will give you 93% protection. Your second dose will give you 97% protection. So it is, it's a very good vaccine to use.
And how far apart between the first and the second?
Should be 28 days.
Okay. What are some of the myths, Margie, associated with getting vaccinated for measles?
Some of them is that it's not a serious disease, which we've talked that it's people survive the measles, but the complications from it can be fatal. Another myth is that kids don't need the measles vaccine because no one gets the disease anymore, but it was the elimination of measles in the United States was due to the strong vaccination programs that protected them against this preventable disease. And then there's a myth that vaccines cause autism, and vaccines were wrongly linked to autism based on false claims made from a former British doctor who wrongly linked the MMR vaccine to autism in 1998. Since that time, there's been no scientific basis for his claims.
And this is not a question that we talked about ahead of time, but has social media accelerated some of the myths?
I believe so. Between the news and, you know, you really have to be careful where you go for your information if you're looking online, because anybody can put information out. You want to always use something that's reputable, and CDC is one of the most reputable sources that you can use.
Now, we kind of touched on this a little bit, but the herd immunity we've heard about, and how does vaccination help that?
Herd immunity is when a large portion of the population becomes resistant to a contagious disease, like the measles, through vaccination. And we saw this with the elimination of measles in the United States years ago.
Now, how long do measles vaccinations last?
If you've gotten two doses of an MMR, you do not need a booster. The CDC considers people who have received two doses of the measles vaccine protected for life and that they don't need a booster.
And should adults be vaccinated again if they already were when they were a child?
If they got two doses as a child, they do not need another dose. If they're not sure about their immunity, they can always have lab tests that will show what their immunity is, or they can take another MMR vaccine, which is not going to hurt them.
That actually was my next question. If you're not sure, how do you find out? And that answered that question. I think I recall when my kids are younger, they're now in their 20s, didn't some people try to give their kids measles if another kid had them or a cousin had them? Is that something people used to do?
There was. They had measles parties, and they wanted their kids to get this so that they would be immune. The problem was, even back in the 60s, there was children who died from having measles.
Oh, wow. And still those went on.
Yes.
Are measles vaccinations required for children in Illinois?
This is according to the Illinois Department of Public Health. Students that enter kindergarten through 12th grade are required to show proof of two doses of rubella vaccine, which is the measles. The Illinois Department of Public Health supports immunizations or vaccines, as they say it's our greatest defense against serious illness.
And I know you're located in Freeport, but a lot of, with the state line, a lot of people go back and forth. Wisconsin, same?
I believe they would be. And I think because of the outbreak, you're going to see more vaccination and, you know, media should be recommending vaccination so that we don't see this outbreak as bad as New York.
What happens when you get a child in there and you're talking with the parents and the parents do not want to get the vaccination? Do you have a conversation?
All we can do is offer them information that tells them it's a safe vaccine, it does not cause autism, which is usually their biggest fear, and then we can share stories about there's a six-month-old right now, or less than six-month-old, that's in the hospital, and I can't remember if it's in New York. Parents couldn't vaccinate the child because they were too young, but because somebody chose not to get vaccinated, their child has been in the hospital for 2 weeks in an ICU with the measles.
You can affect more than just your child by not getting the measles immunizations. People have some questions, Margie, want to find out more or ask you questions, go online. Where are some places they can go?
FHN.org website. We always try to have up-to-date information there. Also, when you're talking about vaccinations, contact your provider. They are knowledgeable and they know what the vaccine schedule is for kids.
We've been talking with Margie Kochmeyer, MSN, RN, CMSRN, CIC. You've got a lot of letters behind you. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Infection Control Clinical Quality Department. Margie, neat talking with you. We found out a lot of valuable information, and folks have some questions. Don't be afraid to call and ask. Margie, thanks for joining us today. You take
care.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's Dial-A-Doc today, FHN, Margie Kochmeyer, Infection Control and Clinical Quality Department.